is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, I really do like the smell of bliss. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live twice daily, 10 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon Central Time from high atop the Ozark Mountains, right here in Missouri, Studio A. Information's on the website. It's a link to all of your instructors at USAPrepares.com. So if you need to contact your instructors, revisit something that you heard, download a podcast, connect with GCN, the link is right there, right on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And we've got a full week this week. Bert Bertonis, senior USAPrepares.com instructor, science and technology instructor, Silicon Valley, California. He's going to be up in a minute. This afternoon, Dr. Norman Shealy, brain surgeon from Missouri. And tomorrow, Joel Johnson, MacGyver. You know him. And he's from Florida. And Dr. Pat Hutton, he's a 10th degree martial arts instructor. We're going to be talking about rape prevention, tactics that work for women. And we're going to be talking with our nurse about emergency first aid and hospital survival tomorrow afternoon. Class, you're seeing just a small preview of the violent climate change that's headed our way. We've been talking about this for quite a while. The map that I have in front of me shows 85% of the United States of America in drought. This is the very worst. The very worst was in 1934 when 90% of the United States of America was in drought. Now, the U.S. government is saying that food prices will be going up. They started saying that last night. We've been saying it for over 2 months. Are you preparing? You know what to do. Roads are softening in the heat. The nation's infrastructure, the wiring transmission system, is under severe stress. So please prepare. And I suggest that you prepare as if you think all kinds of things might go wrong. And I suggest you do it immediately. Today we're going to be talking about survival wiring, wiring for surveillance system, Faraday cages, Ohm's Law, and with us is Bert Bertonis. He's our Silicon Valley engineer. He is an electrical engineer. He has a master's degree in business, and he's a designer. He's a patent holder. He's an expert witness. He designs wiring infrastructure for wireless networks, and some of the largest companies in the world are his customers. Welcome, Bert.
Good to be.
Hey, Bert, you're breaking up just a little bit. You still with us? Bert, you still with us? Give us a test. I can't hear you. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Class, we're going to continue on for just a second while Alex, our engineer, gets Bert Bertonis back. And here's some of the things that I have on my list of questions for Bert. Imagine having a bug-out cabin. Do you need a bug-out cabin? I think you might want to consider that. A lot of us out here in the Ozark Mountains have them. And let's say you want to wire that cabin so that you have whatever electronics you might need. Now, some of those devices might be 12 volts. Some of them might be 110 volts, 120 volts. How do you do it? What kind of wiring do you use? And should you use an inverter and step the voltage up from your battery bank, or should you just stay 12 volts to 12 volts? We're going to ask them. We're going to ask them what to do and how to do it. Let's see. I'm looking at my connection here, and it looks like Bert is trying to connect. And then I'd like to tell you a little bit about how we wired our house. And every room in our house is wired. And we have two phones in every room. We have a I'm sorry, not two phones. We have two phone connections, two phone jacks in every room. And we have two Ethernet connections in every room. And we have one or two coax RG59 connections in every room. Do we use them all? No. Do we have television? No. And Alex just told me that Bert Bertonis is back with us. Bert, welcome back. You there, Bert?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Sounds like a cell phone commercial. I've been talking about wiring a bug-out cabin. You know, what do we need to do, and what do we need to think about? How do we need to plan it? And, you know, there are a lot of devices that we may want to prepare for a bug-out cabin. So if we were planning to wire brand new a cabin in the woods, and we wanted to have the right wiring in place, or if we wanted to wire our house that it's existing, and we're willing to run the wire and snake the wire however we need to do it, what should we be thinking about in that case? And I mentioned that in our house, at the farmhouse right here in the Ozark Mountains, we have every room wired for two telephone jacks, two Ethernet jacks, and one or two coax RG59s. What are your recommendations? Let's talk about why, Bert.
Well, that's pretty much covers the basic connections. Actually, for new wiring going forward, you probably can get rid of the coax in many cases, because we're beginning to see a trend where pretty much everything other than power is getting put over on your Ethernet cable. In fact, we're even putting low-voltage DC power on Ethernet now. That's called power over IP. And basically, if you run a Cat 5 or Cat 6 cable, you'll be able to cover pretty much everything other than your AC power distribution.
Okay, let's talk about what you mean by Cat 5 and Cat 6 cable. Can you describe what that cable looks like, the thickness, the flexibility, you know, the conductors, that kind of thing, and maybe even the cost?
Sure. Well, basically, it looks similar to telephone cable. If you look at the telephone wiring that's going through your house, it's typically blue, but it could be any color. The important thing is there's eight conductors, and the pairs are done such that you have four twisted pairs that are somewhat impedance control. That's simply something that's done to allow it to go longer distances with high data rates. And of those eight conductors, there's a few different configurations that can be used, but typically data is on four of them, and four are spare, which is in many cases now being used for power. There's a connector that goes on. It looks very much like your phone connector, but it's a little wider. It has eight positions instead of six. And there's standard little type of pliers that you can use to snap on the connectors.
Okay, so you're saying that there's eight wires, four of them are used, and the other four can be used for sending power. So I guess there's two, a pair or two wires for transmit data and another pair for receive data, and then the other four wires that are unused can be used for sending power. So kind of like, I guess, this is kind of like what USB turned into, because USB was strictly for data when it originally appeared on the scene, and now you can plug in a USB connector, and it can even power your speakers as well as provide the data. And is that what you're saying?
Sure, except we're much less further along in power over Ethernet devices, though. So, but yes, very much like that.
Okay. Now, as we talk about this kind of wiring, what kinds of uses are there for this type of Ethernet cable, the Cat 5? Well, let's talk about Cat 5 versus Cat 5, Cat 5e, and Cat 6. What are the differences? Let's start with that, and then let's talk about the uses.
Sure. Well, basically, it has to do with the data rate that it'll support. So the Cat 5 is generally designed for 100 megabit type data. Your Cat 6 is designed for gigabit data, although you can send gigabit data on Cat 5 cable. It's just a matter of how long a distance that you can go. So Typically, we use a 100-meter or 300-foot type of metric. The cost is higher for the Cat6 cable, but if you're going to put in the work to run it through your house, I would suggest just, you know, buy the Cat6 cable that you see at the store, and you'd probably be good for the next 10 to 20 years in terms of supporting different types of products and devices that are going to be able to run over it.
Okay. All right, I've got it. So, and what are the distances that you said, I believe you said something about a metric. Is that 100 meters that you're talking about for the length that these cables can run?
Yeah, it really, performance will deteriorate at higher lengths, and there's no real set distance, but 100 meter is typically a maximum that's set out there. And again, for instance, you could use Cat5 cable on gigabit if you are only, say, 10 meters, and it probably worked just fine. But when you get into the longer lengths, especially 180 feet, say that's about 50 meters, you probably, at that point, if you're using Gig E, you definitely want to use Cat6 cable.
You said Gig E.
Well, that's another
what Gig E is.
That's another engineering term for gigabit Ethernet.
Okay. All right. So, Bert, we've got about a couple minutes just before our next break. What would we use Ethernet cable for? In what kind of devices? And especially, what would be a use that you see for power over this cable? Because I think this is fascinating, and my mind is kind of going in a lot of different directions, and I'm thinking of some uses, but I'd like to hear them from you, please.
Sure. Well, basically, anything that you would plug into an Ethernet cable, theoretically, you could power. Now, the caveat is there's pretty much a 25-watt limit on that. There's actually two categories of Gig E now, but they're both fairly low power. So you're not going to be able to power your TV with that power.
Yeah, but I think we can power some other really neat devices. And I've got some questions about what they may be. Security-type devices over a distance. I'm Vin Finelli. Bert Bertonis is with me. We're talking about survival electronics. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 26th, 2012. Gold open this morning at $16.2110. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.6128, $830.84 for a half ounce, or $415.42 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.6128, $830.84, and $415.42.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about survival electronics. Your cabin, your bug out cabin, your home, and wiring it. And Bert Bertonis is with me, and he is a Silicon Valley, California engineer. He's a design engineer and a patent holder. And I'm asking about Cat 5, Cat 6 cable and so forth. And before I ask about the devices, and I really want to do that, I was thinking about running this cable, actually drilling holes through studs and running the wires. Bert, how do we need to consider running this wire if we have already drilled holes for 110 volt, 120 volt Romex, let's say, and let's say we've got some 220 in there? Can we run this in the same holes running parallel, let's say, for 10 feet in walls or 5 feet, or should we space this Cat 5 and Cat 6 wire away from the AC wiring?
Yeah, Vince, there should be no problem in running it in close proximity to the AC power. The 60 hertz is far enough away from the typical data frequencies that there should be no coupling. The one caveat is if you're using something where you actually put data over the power lines, then there could be some crosstalk. That's something we didn't talk about. There's actually a system where you can plug in some data converters into your power lines and create kind of a pseudo internet wiring, or really it's a replacement for your Cat 5 or Cat 6, actually over your power lines. And there's a few companies make these little modules. If you're doing that, there could be some interference to the Ethernet, but then you probably wouldn't be doing it if you were running Ethernet cabling through your house. So the answer is no, there really should be no problem fishing it through the same holes and running it anywhere near your AC power.
Okay. And what about for clarity's sake for the class to understand. So if they run their Cat 5e in the same hole, let's say they have a 3/4-inch hole and they've got just one piece of Romex running through it and it runs stud to stud to stud to stud to stud over 10 feet, if they want to run a phone line in there, will that be okay also in that same hole parallel to the Cat 5e or the Cat 6 and the phone? Can you put the phone, all of them, in the same hole? Or would you recommend not doing it?
No, it should be fine. I mean, typically they're not going to be parallel the whole time. Just, you know, they're going to bunch up around the holes. But it should be fine. I mean, you can look at commercial installations. The office complex we're in here in California, there must be, you know, 30 or 40 cables all stuck together in a big bundle, and that's telephone lines, Ethernet lines, everything. And generally it's not a problem, especially because the Ethernet conductors are twisted pairs, and there's actually a rejection of interference when you use a twisted pair type approach. So it's actually like a transmission line in a sense. So so that shouldn't be a major concern.
Okay. And then so I guess the same would hold true for coax. We don't have to worry about coax signals escaping from the coax or entering the coax from the AC power lines that are in the wall also.
No, that's the most contained of all, because coax, by definition, is coaxial shielded, and that's the most immune both to creating interference and receiving interference.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make sure it was absolutely clear to the class that they can, if they need to, shove these wires through the same hole as AC power. Of course, they want to make sure that the insulation is all in place and the sheathing and so forth. Okay, so let's get to devices now. So we've wired, we've run wire every... Oh, you know what we should do before that? We should talk about home runs. This kind of wiring, these are all home run type wires, aren't they?
Right.
The Cat 5e and the Cat 6. Can you talk about what that means?
Actually, I don't use that term too much.
Okay.
At start, talking about a star network where everything goes to the same distribution point. So, I mean, in terms of Cat 5, that's important because you're typically going into an Ethernet switch, and that switch is sort of your central point the data goes to and from.
Okay, so what we're saying, class, is you run the wire from a central point out to each device or each jack in a star configuration, and that's what I was using the term for, home run. I'm Vin Finelli. Bert Pertonis is with me, and we're talking about survival electronics, number 3 in trending topics on TalkStreamLive.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Many people have heard our ads on the benefits of truly undamaged whey protein, but they still do not believe there can be such an immense difference between damaged whey and undamaged whey. So I'd like to direct your attention to the comparative photos of two cows. Please go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. And download the free report on the miraculous health benefits of unheated whey. In this report is a website address that shows the comparative photos of two cows. The cow fed cooked milk looks sick compared to the cow fed raw milk, which looks healthy. After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, most protein powders do not impress me as to either taste or health benefits. Now I know that not all protein powders are created equal, and One World Whey surpasses my fondest expectations in both taste and health benefits. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This can be sliding. What are today's hot? Why today? God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
We're talking about survival electronics, and I've got some questions about the cost of the cable, and I'd also like to know about some devices. So, Bert, can you give us a rough idea of what the cost of this cable is for us to run our own wiring in our own bug-out cabin or house?
Well, Vince, I think what you're going to find is the your time is going to be more costly than the cable. But basically, if you want 1,000 feet of Cat 6, it's roughly, and again, this is going to vary by how you order it, where you find it, but it's about $100 for 1,000 feet. Cat 5 is about $50 for 1,000 feet. So, 1,000 feet's a lot of cable to wire your house with, and probably is enough for most projects to start with, and why not spend the extra $50?
No, you're absolutely right. So what we're talking about is either 5 or 10 cents a foot class for this kind of cable. And, Bert, I'm really interested now in the types of devices that we can use, because not only can we get the data from those devices, we can power those devices. So what do you see right now that's available that we can use in our survival cabin or bug out cabin that we might be interested in? Cameras, maybe?
Yeah, you know, cameras are probably absolutely the best device designed for power over Ethernet. So security cameras are something I think all your students are interested in, and they are really cool in that you can monitor inside your house, outside your house, your front yard, over the Internet effectively. So you can be at the office, you can be at someone else's house, you can be really anywhere in the world and go into an IP address and see what's going on. So some of these cameras now, some of the newer ones coming out, are capable of being powered from the actual Ethernet connection. So what does that save you? Saves you having to plug a wall board in. Now, if you're using a wireless camera, and some of them will go 802.11 Wi-Fi rather than through an actual Cat5 or Cat6 cable, well, we haven't figured out how to send power over wireless connection yet. So if you use the wireless connection camera, you will have to use a wall ward.
Okay, and when you talk about a wall ward, WALLWART, you're talking about one of those transformers or power supplies that plug into the wall. That's a little box and just has two prongs to plug into the outlet, and then a smaller cable comes out of it at a lower voltage. Is that what you're talking about?
That's correct.
Like a charger.
That's correct. And basically, the types of devices that those power are typically the devices that are now moving toward being powered over your Ethernet connection. Typically these are under 25 watt type devices. So in terms of cameras, I think it's important to let your students and listeners know that you need to distinguish between an IP camera and, say, a web camera. Those are two completely different cameras. In other words, the camera you use on your Skype connection, or you might have bolted to your computer monitor, that's typically a web camera. It plugs right into your USB port. That's not the same thing as a IP camera. And the difference is that the camera for security that you want to use, your IP camera, is designed to actually go to an Internet address that you can actually use to look at, where your web camera is just more of a local device.
Okay, so do we have a distance limitation now, or are we still with that same 328 feet, 100 meters, with power over IP?
Yeah, so the distance is pretty much the same. If you want to go a longer distance on your security camera, you might want to use the Wi-Fi enabled camera, and typically if it's a Wi-Fi camera, you can connect a cable to it as well. They do cost more. That's basically what I use at my own residence, and it works pretty good. But, of course, like I said, I do have to plug a DC cable into it. But it works great. In fact, I'd be looking at it now, but I've turned off, in order to keep our Skype connection going reliably here, I've turned off anything that's using bandwidth, such as monitoring my cameras.
I remember one time when you were at the farm here in Missouri, you were looking at your notebook computer, and you saw a delivery at your home, at your front door. I was like, wait a minute, what's that guy doing there? And, you know, it wasn't until you figured out that it was a delivery. It looked like it could have been an intruder checking out your home. So that was a couple of years ago, I think, that you were looking at that here at the farm across the Internet, thousands of miles away from California to Missouri. So is that the kind of camera that you're talking about for using as security, or can you describe that kind of a surveillance camera or security camera? Is that what we're talking about?
Absolutely. It's an IP camera. In fact, another quick instance I'll tell you, I saw a bunch of people that looked a little bit nefarious walking up to my house, and then they disappeared in my backyard. And I actually immediately called 911 and raced home, and the police responded. And basically, it was the cable company going out to repair a connection for my neighbors, and they wanted to get access to my backyard. They didn't ask permission, and actually they got a stern warning from the police that they shouldn't be going into backyard without pre-announcing themselves unless it's an emergency situation. So it was kind of funny. I drove home and saw three police cruisers double parked on my sidewalk. And so, you know, it's but you know what? You got the peace of mind. So it's a great thing for anybody to put an internet camera up. They're about $100 or so.
So what I'm thinking about is if I had a cabin and I wanted to make sure that it was secure, I could use this technology with if I had an internet connection at my cabin. And so I'm trying to put all these pieces together, Burke. Okay, so let's say it's a cabin in the woods, and let's say I had Wi-Fi or wireless internet available there. How would I get wireless internet to a cabin in the woods? Let's say I could power it with a solar system and 12 volts, for example, with an inverter. How could I get the internet in a cabin wirelessly?
Well, the wireless part is local. That's no problem. You just put up a wireless router. The real problem for out in the cabin, ultimately, is where is your always-on internet connection?
Yeah, so, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So if I had a 12-volt solar system and I had 110 volts coming out or 117 or 120, if I had a telephone line out there, I could have DSL, correct? And then I could have a camera, and I could be transmitting all the time what's happening in my cabin back to my distant home, correct?
Correct, but the word is could, because it depends if DSL is available to that cabin. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the problems of being out in the country or out in the boondocks is you might not have a broadband connection. If you don't, then all bets are off, because the camera isn't smart enough to call in on a dial-up internet connection when it sees something going on. And by the way, I should mention that one of the neat features of these cameras is that software will come with them that will allow you to record everything the camera sees. So you can create a loop. It's recorded on a hard drive in your computer, and you can have that loop go for, you know, a day, a month, really whatever you want. It's pretty much set by the length, the size of your hard drive. And you can also set up options in most of the software where it'll only record if it detects movement. Some have that application. So you can actually go back in time and see things. Not only that, there are a little bit more expensive cameras that have some capability to view in at night, some night vision capability. I encourage your students to look into it, to the different models that are available, and consider something like that. And, it's for peace of mind, and just, keep track of what's going on at your house.
Let me see if I've got this right. So at the farmhouse, if I wanted to have a camera, or a camera at the front door, the side door, the back door, at the barns and so forth, if I'm within 328 feet, I can run Ethernet cable. I can power these cameras that have night vision, because they've got the LEDs that transmit the illumination, right? So I could bring this all back into my network and record whatever I'd like to record. Am I on the right track with this?
Sure, you're absolutely on the right track. And if you're going to put a large number of cameras and they're primarily going to be outdoors, then that's really where you want to consider using the Wi-Fi enabled cameras. And then you don't worry about running that Cat5 or Cat6 cable to them.
But we do have to power them, right?
You do have to power them. So what you're going to have to do is run a wall wart, and you can extend the cable length on that wall wart. In many cases, what I do is I just cut the wire, put in an additional length in between, splice it on. But yes, you do need to do a wall wart if you're going to do that. So it's down to a question: what's going to be easier for you? Figuring out how to locate some wall warts and run the cables, or go to a power over Ethernet type approach. And I will mention that those cameras are just becoming available. Pretty much if you go to the store now, you're going to see primarily cameras that do need a DC connection. I suspect that'll change in the next year or so. You'll be seeing more and more power over Ethernet cameras.
Okay, when you say DC connection, you mean wall wart type of a connection for power, I guess. Is that what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's talk about wireless, and you mentioned that. Is there a way that a bad guy or the government could jam a wireless connection so that the cameras stop working at the time of their choosing? Let's talk about that when we come back with Bert Bertonis, Silicon Valley engineer, wireless designer. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com, the number two trend on TalkStreamLive.com. It's security cameras, us, right here, right now. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House number 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy
to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends July 31st.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I'm having an absolute blast today. You know, I'd like to say I love this job, but it's not a job. Can you imagine being able to talk to experts from all over the world and ask them all kinds of questions? This is the most fun thing a person can do. And class, I suggest that if you're interested in doing it, you start up and do the same thing that we're doing. This is an absolute blast. Class, Mountain House and the Freeze Dry Guy have gotten together, and there's 5 days left on this sale. It's through next Tuesday. And it's 25% off number 10 cans of Freeze Dry Guy food. So you can go to freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663, and let them know that you're interested in participating in this sale. I buy Freeze Dry Guy food just the way you guys do, and that's because I'm concerned about our family and our survival. And I pay the same prices that you do. And I do try to buy it on sale. The sale ends in 5 days. On August 1st, the price goes up. The price goes up. So please consider the sale, freestrikeguy.com. With me is Bert Pertonis. Oh, one last thing. I really like the commercials that we have on GCN. I really do. And I'd really like to talk to some more of these advertisers, because Aquapod, you just heard that commercial. I got a call that they're going to come to the expo, the Get Prepared Expo, November 3rd and 4th, right here in Springfield, Missouri. And I'm excited about that. Bert, we're talking about security cameras. And my question about wireless is, can the bad guys or the government jam those data signals from the cameras? Can they be jammed if they're wireless?
Well, the answer is yes. Anybody can jam a Wi-Fi wireless signal. And I should also note that interference, inadvertent, nobody's trying to jam at anybody, but just your neighbors, other Wi-Fi devices can also create interference that jams the system. There are multiple channels to pick from in the setup. You can do a little scan and pick the channel that's best. But if somebody wants to jam it, it's pretty easy to do. But that's, you know, if you're concerned about that, that would be one reason to maybe go for the wired Ethernet connector camera.
Well, you know me, and I know that you're a pioneer in wireless communications, and you've been involved in wireless communications probably since the 1960s, building a radio transmitter and those kinds of things, and all the way up through satellite communications and holding patents and designing some of the most sophisticated equipment in the world. And so, knowing you for so long, I know that you're the expert to ask about that, and I do have that concern. So I guess for me, I would like to have as much under control as possible. As a matter of fact, Bert, I guess you know this, I don't have any wireless devices in my house. I don't even have cordless phones because if it's in the air, it can be picked up, correct?
That's correct, but many of the new cordless phones use digital techniques, and those are a lot harder to intercept. The early cordless phones, of course, use just standard FM signals, and anyone with a scanner could tune in and listen to your phone conversation. But with digital phones, you can't do that anymore.
Yeah, I have a relative who was telling me that one of her neighbors seemed to know everything that was going on in her house. And I happened to be there one day visiting, and I brought my scanner. I bought a new scanner. This was many years ago. So I wanted to know about traffic jams and, you know, what was happening on the interstate. And I just happened to turn it on, and there was her cordless telephone, you know, transmitting to the whole entire neighborhood everything that she was saying. And that's how her neighbors knew what was going on in her house. Bert Pertonis has been with me, and it sounds like, class, Cat 5e, Cat 6 really is the way to go for wiring your bug out cabin or your house for security cameras. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Bert Pertonis, thank you so much. I know you'll be back again and again. Coming up next class, Alex Jones. Please stay tuned.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.